Last Saturday night, the Boston-based group Gentleman Hall played a gig at Papa Charlie's in Lutzen. It was a homecoming for one of the members of the group, Jacob Schmidt, who grew up in Lutzen. Jacob and his brother Josh were notorious around the area for their slick guitar work and strong vocals. Jacob was pretty young when he started to play out with John Gruber and Rick Brandenburg as the trio, the Jacob Michael Blues Band. Today, Jacob, or as his fellow bandmates call him, Kobe Mike, is one of the singers and plays guitar in the power pop group Gentleman Hall. The sound is super driving, with drum beats that make you want to jump up and down, heavy synthesizers, a tripped out flute player, and ethereal vocals and lyrics to top it off. Gentleman Hall has had quite a year, having won a Boston Music Award for their video for their song Close to Me, but it was the Billboard Battle of the Bands contest that catapulted the group into a nationwide arena and yielded several months of touring from coast to coast. The contest began with 18 groups from around the country. Eventually, it got whittled down to 6 bands duking it out for the title back in May out in Las Vegas. I got a chance to catch up with Jacob backstage at Papa Charlie's right before the show. The scene was slightly chaotic and supercharged with a lot of anxious energy as a 6-piece band got psyched up to play before the crowd of nearly 250 people, most of which were local people who rarely you see out after 8 p.m., if at all. I started out by asking Jacob what was up with his latest alias, Kobe Mike.
The guys in the band started calling me Kobe as a nickname for Jacoby. It was Jacoby Mike, and that was a nickname for a while, and then they just shortened it to Kobe, and then Kobe Mike, so that's kind of just a nickname that we've taken upon with the guys.
The guys being Gentleman Hall.
Yep, Gentleman Hall, and they're right here.
Congratulations, you've had kind of a big year.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Billboard, Battle of the Bands, victors.
Yeah.
Has life changed much for you since then?
We've been on the road a lot since then, which is awesome. This is kind of a dream come true. And, so.
Playing some bigger cities?
Bigger cities, bigger stages, and more people.
What's it like to be in Lutzen for you, Jacob?
It's a trip. I can't believe it. It's crazy. I've played this stage when I was 13 years old, and I haven't been back in a while. So I just hope, you know, the hometown supports, you know, what I'm doing now. Because we go to all these guys' hometowns, and, you know, it's just, like, so much love. So I just want them to experience, you know, what my hometown's like. So.
Well, by the looks of that crowd out there, I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Right on.
You got a pretty good showing here tonight. Can you talk a little bit? How much is you played this stage when you were 13. How are you different now?
Oh, wow.
In 2 minutes or less.
I mean, I've just been thinking about all it, you know, it's taken me to everything I've had to go through just to get with these guys now. And gosh, it couldn't be more different, you know. It's just a totally different evolution of everything I did, you know. Back when I was 13, I was playing blues with John Gruber and Rick Brandenburg, and you know, this is just something way different than that. But it's a lot of fun.
Tell me about Boston. How's Boston for you?
Boston's an amazing city. They've given us so much support and given me a bed and a platform to really grow and you know, meet and learn a lot of new people and new things. So Boston's amazing, and that's why I still live there right now.
Okay. And you guys played 7th Street Entry last night.
Yeah.
And I understand you got to play with your brother Josh.
Yeah, that's
right.
How was that? That was another first time in a while. It was awesome. It was.
You guys haven't played together in quite some time.
It was old hat, you know.
Uh-huh.
It was old hat.
Familiar still?
Of course, yeah. It's never too far gone.
Yeah, we're brothers.
Yeah.
All right. What's going on after this? Where do you guys head to next?
Well, we have Christmas to kind of hang out, and we're all dispersing. Actually, everybody's leaving tomorrow, and I'm staying up here. And I'm going to be home for the week. And then our next stop is New Year's Eve for New York City.
Really?
So, yeah, we're playing New York City for New Year's Eve. And that's how we're ending this amazing year we've had, and we're going to bring in the new year. So it's going to be a good time.
Congratulations, you guys.
Thank you.
It's fantastic. I think we'll let you go. Have a good show.
Thank you. I've been way too long and I keep my head in the clouds. I'm just waiting for a way now to get back down.
Like Jacob said, Gentleman Hall will wrap up their tour and close out 2011 with a New Year's Eve show in New York City. He's come a long way from Lutzen. For video of my interview with Jacob Schmidt and of Gentleman Hall's Papa Charlie's performance, check out WTIP.org. For WTIP's local music project, I'm Kathy Corner.